At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly with me for another edition of the Tech Takeover. And you've brought goodies.
I've brought in my best friends. I have.
Oh, that's a bit sad, isn't it?
But you know what's really sad?
It's true.
Anyway, so what I have is some tech for your home that is actually worth your money.
Okay.
Because I have spent a fair bit of time in recent months walking around, whether it's tech retailers or home retailers, and they're smart this, smart that. They're very expensive and I don't know how good they are. So I've gone out and I have done a bit of research and I found a few devices that I think are absolutely worth your money.
Will we start outside the home?
Yes.
In the garden.
What
is this big green contraption on the News Talk studio desk?
This is Buddy the Lawnmower.
Okay.
And it's made by an Irish company called Homebot, and they have a few different devices. They have the robot vacuum cleaners, but the robot lawnmower instantly appealed to me. Because although I like the notion of gardening, actually doing it just is not for me.
No, don't like getting your hands in the dirt.
No, absolutely not. No, thank you. But that's where Buddy comes in. So as you'll see, he's kind of small enough. He's the size of, you know, a little vacuum cleaner, the body of a vacuum cleaner. There's no wires. He is battery powered. And he can go around and cut your lawn. So the cutting height is between 20 and 60 millimetres. And he just roams around. It arrived to my house last week. You pop in a rechargeable battery. The good news is...
So people who are familiar with these, maybe they'll be used to you kind of have a docking station outside that it drives back to whenever it's low on juice.
Yeah,
none of that.
None of that. It's essentially, you know, the battery that you would use for a drill.
Yeah.
That one of those.
Okay.
So you can charge it in the house and you go out to the garden, you put the battery in, you set the height that you want the blades to be at, you press play, and off he goes. So he just went around my garden the other day, had a whale of a time. We wouldn't have a massive garden, but it's like a decent sized garden. He waddled around the garden, cut the grass. What I was so impressed by was the intelligence of it. So there are sensors built into this where it can detect if it's moving onto different terrain. It can also detect if you're in the garden. So say if you, your kids, your wife, your dog, someone is in the garden and you don't want the robot to go near, you don't need to be panic stations. It'll sense it and it'll stop in place.
So how big an object would it sense?
So I did some scientific testing in the garden, right? So we had some loose sticks and twigs and all the rest in the garden, and it went over those completely fine. I put a half a brick that fell off one of the walls. It stopped at that.
Did it?
It stopped at that.
So would it go over apples?
Oh, that is an
apple
good
tree in.
Question.
So what puts me off investing in the old robot lawnmower is where they get stuck in the apples.
I don't think it will get stuck. The thing is, it won't
My dog was eating the apples this morning, so that solves that problem.
Oh, delish. It won't get stuck. You see, what happens is, and this is why I was like an absolute idiot standing in my garden, because I was trying to block it. I was trying to see if it would crash into me, essentially. And it doesn't. What it does is it detects that there's an object in its way, and it just turns around and moves on to the next part of the garden.
Okay.
So it's not that at no stage when I was putting, you know, twigs and all the rest in its way, did it get stuck. It either went over the object or it stopped and then it shimmied across to the other direction. So I think, now look, it's an expensive purchase.
How much?
It's €970. But if you are someone who doesn't want to be cutting the grass, there's no, what's the contraption bit that you have to empty? You know the way on the back of lawnmowers, the like little basket-y thing?
The little bin or basket of grass, yeah.
There's no basket. It just goes around, chops the top of your grass, it falls down. It does it in such a fine way that you're not left with clumps of grass there.
Yeah.
So in terms of lawn maintenance, if you want something that you can pick up, charge, let it do its thing, and then put it back again. This is the way to go.
And it's an Irish company. What did you say they were called?
They are called Homebot. And I would highly recommend checking out their website. They have a whole host of other ones. It's homebotireland.ie, and you'll find full information there.
Homebotireland.ie. What is the Bosch Unlimited 7 Aqua?
This is a 2-in-1 cordless vacuum and mop.
Okay.
Now, I am very particular, right? I don't like clutter. I don't like stuff everywhere. This, to me, is a bit of a dream because it's a really strong, very powerful vacuum cleaner. It has different modes on it in terms of eco mode, if you want to save the battery. It has turbo mode. It has auto mode. It is great at hoovering your carpets. But if you don't want to have multiple devices in the press under your stairs taking up space, you can change the head on the hoover.
Yeah.
And put the mop head on.
Nice.
You put your water in, and again, you're using the same device, the exact same device, to mop your floors. So if you have wooden floors, tiled floors, anything like that, and you just want to do the 2-in-1 where you're scooting around with the vacuum cleaner and then popping the head on and mopping your floors, it is, honestly, this has been one of the most used and one of my favourite products that we have in the house at the moment.
How much do they cost?
Well, this is a top tip for you now. Shop around, because I have seen prices vary from 460 to 680 euro.
Whoa.
Now, so just shop around, be wise. Don't go to the first page that appears on Google, would be my advice.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I like it a lot though.
Yeah, it's like a 50% price differential. Anyway, so it's huge. The Google Nest doorbell.
Yeah, one of the biggest conversations the day that we got the keys to our house, it wasn't about paint colours, it wasn't about couches, it was, are we going to be a Google house or an Alexa house?
And you've gone Google.
We've gone Google, we've gone with all of the bits and pieces. But if you've ever considered getting a video doorbell, after years of talking about it, I can firmly say it is worth every single cent. Because firstly, when I'm here in the office, I get notifications when somebody approaches my front door. If they're a delivery driver or if it's somebody who's trying to, you know, look for us or whatever, I can answer the door from where I am.
Mm.
It's also the peace of mind. So if you're away and if you want to double check that everything is okay, or if you want to see if someone's been in your front garden, you can get notifications. I just think it is such a handy little device. Because we have the Google Nest, which are the little speakers, that acts as the doorbell chime. So when someone rings my doorbell now at home, if I don't have my phone on me, the little Google thing would be like, there's somebody at the door. And she tells me that there's somebody at the door and I go and answer it.
I heard a guard speaking on another radio program where they said, you know, the way burglars, they'd be casing a house and they'd be taking note, this house, they have a dog, they've got two dogs, they've no animals, they've got an alarm, they don't, there's a car there all day. They now will mark down if there's a Ring doorbell or a Google Nest doorbell.
Yeah. It is. Now, the thing that I would say, I've interviewed a few security experts over the years, and what they will say is, yes, it is a good thing to have, but it doesn't replace the necessity for an alarm on your house. Because yes, you'll get a push notification to say someone's at your door, but if you're in the Bahamas, that's no good to anybody. You still need the alarm. You need action to come.
Oh, look at those people smashing in the window and taking my...
They didn't appreciate my dreams.
My Bosch 2-in-1 Aqua vacuum and mop.
But yeah, I really like it.
And it's what, 199? Is that what you said?
It's 199. The other thing that I would say is there are other cameras. I have one of them here. If you have a space in your back garden or somewhere else around the house that you want to have security cameras, you can get them. They are very neat.
Oh yeah.
Very subtle.
Oh, that's not the doorbell. That's an additional
camera.
Oh, very good.
I wasn't taking my doorbell down for you. And then you can also get a camera that has a sensor light on it as well, the motion sensor light.
Okay.
So if you are in the Google ecosystem, I would absolutely check out the cameras.
You have 30 seconds to give me a tech tip and a tech rec.
Cool. Tech tip, smart meter. If you don't have one, get one. If you do have one, make sure you're checking out what you're using, when you're using, and avail of the smart tariffs. And the tech rec is The West Wing is 25. Watch on the Channel 4 player. It'll make your heart happy.
I'm watching ER. I'm up to episode 5. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Highland, for innovators everywhere, visit highland.com.